The great physicist Richard Feynman once said, "What I cannot create, I cannot understand." And here at the University of New South Wales in Sydney, we're trying to realise that by building a quantum computer atom by atom in silicon. With our latest results, we've just got closer to that quest.
Hey everybody, welcome to Studio 64. My name's David. I've been searching the interzones for more science, space and tech news to share with you. And I came across this at innovationoz.com. This should be very interesting indeed. Yes, the University of New South Wales delivers atomic quantum computing breakthrough. This should be very exciting. Let's see what these guys have come up with. Again, I'm not a scientist myself. Just love sharing science, space and tech news with everybody. Anybody out there who's a quantum computing person, please feel free to comment on the video because we'd love to hear from you. This is amazing stuff, this. Researchers at the University of New South Wales in Australia have claimed a world-first breakthrough by demonstrating provable quantum entanglement between two atoms in silicon, a crucial step for scaling quantum computers. Now, entanglement between at least two qubits is the phenomena that enables information to be encoded and processed in a quantum computer. Now, this was demonstrated by the University of New South Wales-led team between two electrons on separate phosphorus atoms. Now, the phosphorus atoms were implanted on a silicon chip, similar to those in modern-day computers and electronics. It potentially enables computer manufacturing scale-up with existing chip fabrication techniques. That's interesting because it takes our existing technology and allows it to adapt for future technology instead of having to, you know, create something entirely new in order to do this. Kind of like George Lucas not having the ability to make special effects for the original Star Wars film, so he had to create the tools to allow him to create the special effects. Absolutely fantastic, because that then spawned Industrial Light and Magic, which allowed them, you know, many movies to go on from there, including Back to the Future and all that sort of stuff. So without George Lucas developing the tools to create the special effects based on the technology they had at the time, leap into the future, and this is what these guys have done.
What did I tell you? 88 miles per hour!
Yes, absolutely amazing. Now, as usual, I'll leave the link to the main article below the video so you can pop in, check out the embedded links, go for a bit of a deeper dive if you want beyond the main article. Very interesting, believe me. And I've also put a link there to a series of videos by Professor Andre Morello, that little short videos, little playlist there about background in quantum computing. You know, very, very interesting indeed. Well, let's find out what they've been up to. The breakthrough was published over the weekend in the scientific journal Nature Communications. Now, lead author Dr. Holly Stemp said it is not the first time quantum logic operations have been attempted in this way, but it is the first to demonstrate that two atoms have been entangled with such a high degree of confidence. Now, Dr. Stemp said that the phosphorus atoms are excellent at storing quantum information, but because they are so small, it is difficult to make them talk to each other, let alone create genuine quantum entanglement. Now, from the strength of the entanglement interaction, the atoms were separated by around 20 nanometers, just 1,000th of the thickness of a human hair. Absolutely amazing. This is, in fact, the first time the provable entanglement has been created between two atoms in silicon, Dr. Stemp said. Now, research team lead Professor Andre Morello explained that entanglement is the real game changer of quantum computing, as it allows the creation of digital code words that really do not exist in a classical computer. The phenomena is hard to prove, as quantum entanglement is a fragile state that is difficult to maintain, with demonstrations in the paper lasting around 200 microseconds. It's a start, and I believe in starts. We can get better from there. Experts from the Sandia National Laboratories in the US helped the University of New South Wales-led team deliver sophisticated techniques to quantify how perfectly the computer quantum operation entangled the atoms. Now, Professor Morello was one of the co-authors on a patent owned by the University of New South Wales that describes the quantum logic operations used in the latest breakthrough, which is yet to be licensed. He told InnovationOz.com the demonstration builds on a previous breakthrough in 2016 that demonstrated entanglements between an electron and the nucleus of a single phosphorus atom on a silicon chip. Now, unlike an atom's nucleus, electrons can move around. This is what really opens the door to scaling up the process, because electrons can be moved around like you do in any normal electronic device, Professor Morello said. Really? That's fascinating, isn't it? So you can scale up the process to do something that you would do on a much smaller level. Absolutely incredible. So you can do it on a much larger, on a macro level as opposed to a micro level, I guess, if you're putting it in plain understandable terms. The chips used in the demonstration were fabricated using ion implantation, a technique already used widely in the semiconductor industry but tailored to the needs of Professor Morello's team. Now, phosphorus atoms are fired into the silicon at incredibly high speeds that embedded about 20 nanometers below the surface of the chip. Fabrication work was done by a research team at the University of Melbourne, led by Professor David Jamieson. Now, the quantum computing technology proved in this paper is different to the technology that University New South Wales spit-outs Silicon Quantum Computing and Dirac are pursuing. Now, Silicon Quantum Computing, SQC, is also pursuing the use of phosphorus atoms to encode quantum information, but has a completely different fabrication technique. The SQC team has developed atomic-scale integrated circuit manufacturing, enabling them to directly place phosphorus atoms on the surface of silicon before adding extra silicon to encapsulate the atom. Now, Dirac, meanwhile, also uses existing silicon chip fabrication techniques, making it appear almost visually identical to the technology developed by Professor Morello's team. However, instead of using phosphorus atoms as the carrier of quantum information, Dirac has made a more industry-leaning choice focused on using quantum dots, because the fabrication and scalability is a little more straightforward, according to Professor Morello. Now, funding for the project has come from larger commitments from the Australian Research Council, meaning the paper is open access, as well as the United States Army Research Office, which supports open public research. Now, as a condition of the funding, the research team must report annually on its research to the US, but encouraged to share their findings. Absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing. So if the research is shared widely, I'd be sharing it wildly too if I was doing something like this. It's fantastic. Well, you make me want to shout, roll my head up and shout, kick my heels back and shout, roll my head up and shout. But being able to do that, it's kind of like open source, even though it's patented, you know, technology. People can, you know, look at that research and go, okay, we can do something like this. And if you don't know about open source, it's like the operating system Linux. Anybody can take that operating system and use it for their own. I think this is amazing. Obviously, they'd have to pay. I'm assuming how it would work. You'd pay something for the patent, but can you imagine being, you know, having all these incredible minds working on this? Absolutely fantastic. And they're the two geniuses again themselves. Dr. Holly Stamp, lovely Dr. Holly. She blinded me with science. She blinded me with science. And Professor Andre Morello. Absolutely fantastic. Love his long hair and his little, what do you call it? Chin. Decoration there. I think that's fantastic. Very unique. Absolutely amazing too. Gotta love people with big brains. They're incredible. All right, well, my name is David. Thanks for joining me for another Studio 64 Science, Space and Tech News update. I shall see you in the next one. If you enjoyed this video, please like, share, subscribe. I'd greatly appreciate it. If you're up for it, drop a comment down below the video, because I'd love to hear what you think. All right, take care. And as I always say, if you can't be good at it. And as I also always say,
a most fascinating thing happened.